It's time to bring together the roundtable on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Table that is brought to you by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville.
So good.
My partner is dancing here to Blurred Lines and in his Indians jersey. See what everyone's talking about at rosewoodgrill.com. I'll tell you what, it is. If you haven't been there, you got to go there for the experience first, because it's a great atmosphere. It's comfortable. It's got a warm feel to it, but you know, a real I don't know, just a great place to meet people. I know a lot of Browns folks end up there, players, coaches, etc. And you're looking at gourmet burgers, flatbreads, thick steaks, all kinds of delicious stuff. The killer French dip, which is a huge French roll stacked with shaved prime beef and melted cheese, and you got the au jus to dip that in. Sushi shots, we've had those in here.
I love those. I can't wait.
Yeah, George has got to replenish us with some stuff, so we're looking forward to more from
And let me
Roast
say this, because is, I can say this with 100% honesty, because I never would blow anything up this. Before they even had anything to do with this show, and my wife could attest to this, we go there. It is definitely in my top 10 Saturday night places to go in Cleveland, especially in the fall and in the early spring when it gets just warm enough to be outside again. When it starts to get cold, you go sit by that
fire pit.
Yeah, you can go eat dinner, then go out to the fire pit, get drinks, have dessert. It's awesome. It's great. And I've only been to the one in Hudson, but it is one of my favorite spots in the city.
Can't go wrong. All right, we have got on with us. They're on the line because, again, it's a different week. This is Thursday night football week, so the round table is a table that's extended through the
It's the biggest table in Cleveland
now. It's a gigantic table because Jim Donovan's table is, I don't know where, Michael Ragai is in another location, but through the magic of the phone lines, the table comes together. Guys, welcome to the show. And, Jim, I want to start with you. Just this feeling of electricity in Cleveland. Tonight, the Tribe. Tomorrow night, the Browns. You've been here long enough to have that sense of perspective. How does it feel from where you're looking?
Oh, it's terrific, Vic. It really is. It really is magical. I mean, there is a real vibe through the city, people are really excited. No matter where you go, people are talking Indians, and then on the other side, they're talking about the Browns. Everybody's wearing gear from both teams. It really is a special time, and people should really soak it in and really enjoy it.
They absolutely should. It is an exciting time. Basically, it's the epicenter of the sporting world right now for the next 48 hours. And, Regs, we talked a little bit earlier today with some people from the Buffalo Bills, covering the Bills there, and they're beaten up. I think the Browns are getting very lucky on the short week to get a Buffalo Bills team beaten up. C.J. Spiller might not be able to play. They're without two of their top corners, their top free safety. How do you see this one shaking up for the Browns' offense against that banged-up defense of the Buffalo Bills?
Well, Nathan, in watching the first four games, the thing that I've been impressed with is how offensive coordinator North Turner will go after what he perceives to be mismatches. And when he gets opportunities to target certain areas, whether it's been in Baltimore, although the Browns didn't have the point production they wanted, certainly at Minnesota, and then last week against the Cincinnati Bengals, I've been very impressed with the way he's gone out and done that. And we know the shakeup that's going on at the most important position in all of pro sports. So that is reason enough for me to see how Turner and Szczesny go about trying to manifest finding matchups that they like and taking advantage of them. And it would appear to be, Nathan and Vic, as you guys have been suggesting, that they're going to be able to find ways and areas of the Buffalo defense that they can do just that with, even though, again, we all know Buffalo's front seven is formidable.
When you look, Jimmy, at the Browns defense, it's not only in the here and now statistically ranked third in the league, overall fourth against the run, ninth against the pass, and a lot of numbers that put it in the top five and top categories of average yards per rush allowed, all those kinds of things. When you look at those numbers, what's your historic sense of how this defense compares to others that you've watched in from the Browns?
Well, I think that it's certainly, very early in now, only going into game five. It kind of takes me back to the years when Nick Saban and Belichick were here together, and they started to put together a pretty good defense, but it was a much older defense because Belichick had brought in a lot of former older veteran giant guys from his days in New York with Bill Parcells, but they had put together a pretty good defense. But this one's younger, I think. And I think the greatest thing of all is that they have been able to control that run, and they're doing it, and it really is very real. It's not because they're catching teams with injured running backs. I mean, they've gotten a full dose of Adrian Peterson and Giovanni Bernard and Ben Jarvis, Green Ellis, and Ray Rice. And they've really just kept them very quiet. The amazing thing is the good part about it historically is that when people talk on a national scale about running backs and they say this guy had a great career, typically they show video of that guy running against the Cleveland Browns through the years. And that's not going to happen this year. I mean, because they have really quieted that part of their defense down by playing so well against the run.
Yeah, no team is allowing fewer yards per carry to opposing running backs than the 2.7 right now given up by the Cleveland Browns. And we actually had a cool experience earlier. Ray Horton was just walking around the building, and he saw, us getting it down here on Cleveland Browns Daily with our lovely intern Megan, of course. And he said, I'm going to pop in here on the show. So he came in and just sat down on the show.
He came in to say hi to Megan.
Obviously.
And then wound up getting roped into doing the segment. But that's okay.
It's okay. Listen, however it happens, it happens. The fact of the matter was he was here. He said something that I thought was interesting, and that is that they've only put in about 50% of the defense thus far, and basically they're going to be putting in more and more every single week. And a lot of that hinges on how quickly Barkevious Mingo can assimilate and understand what he's doing. He's saying in terms of raw talent, it's unbelievable. And that's what he's doing it on. And as soon as he really can understand what he's doing and why he's doing it, this defense is going to go to a whole new level, which has to be scary for opposing teams.
Yeah, I think so. No question about it. And remember, guys, that Ray Horton told us all in training camp. Remember when he said, I'm going up to every one of my guys and asking him, what do you do best? What do you see yourself as? What are the areas of our defense can you be a difference maker in? And I thought right away, this is pretty sweet stuff for these guys to be able to, with their new defensive coordinator, all come to this versatility meeting of the minds, so they're all put in the best position to get things done. And I mean, guys, I'm not normally a real numbers guy. I'm more philosophy and scheme. But to look at this defense that categorically in five of them ranks in the top nine so far. And again, like Jimmy said, I agree, it's through only four football games. So let's not anoint as one of the best of all time yet. But the depth, I mean, guys, I think you'd all agree, last week you go against a pretty formidable offense in Cincinnati without Jabal Sheard, without Quentin Groves, who'd been terrific, and without Billy Wynn, and this depth and quality and that versatility we spoke of. Vic, remember you and I with Phil Taylor the other day?
Yes.
On the preview show? Those guys can slide, all of them, whether it's Taylor, Reuben, Bryant, Hughes, Wynn, Kitchen. They can all slide up and down that D-line and play inside, play outside. I think that's special. And I the depth and the versatility to me is just right up the top of the charts and why Ray Horton's being able to have his unit play so very, very well.
It's the Roundtable. It's brought to you by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville. See what everyone's talking about at rosewoodgrill.com. And we're joined by Jim Donovan, the voice of the Browns and the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network, and Michael Regei. Jim, want to talk about the Brian Hoyer story and how it's unfolded. And to his credit, Rob Chudzinski is trying to maintain a feeling that, look, it's got to be game by game when you he isn't maybe articulating it this way, but the rest of us certainly are. With a guy who started number three on your depth chart, who has become your starter, to just not anoint him, to just not say he's the guy, because we're all sort of looking at him on a week-to-week basis, and that's how he's going. And I don't think it's as much to inspire Hoyer to continue to play better, because I don't think Brian needs that per se. But as you watch him play, what's your feel for how good this and how far this can go? What's your trust level? Would you be ready to just put the job in his hands now?
Well, I'm getting close to that, Vic, and I think that the coach is going to start thinking along those lines. And if he plays well again tomorrow night now, there's going to be a time situation here after this game where the Browns are going to have a longer time to get ready for the game against Detroit. There'll be a lot more time to talk about where does the quarterback situation sit. And I'm sure Brandon Whedon's going to be very, very interested in some of the answers, because as time is going to be more expansive in the next week, his availability, at least physically, is going to be there too. Back to Hoyer, though. He's a true quarterback that plays within the system. He's always been in a system. He was in a fantastic system at St. Ignatius. I mean, they've got a legendary, historical offensive approach there that is second to none. He was in a good system at Michigan State. He was in the best system in New England, and now he's finding himself in a system here. He never goes outside the system. He stays right within it, and he gets everybody involved in the game. He does everything that they ask him to do, and I think that's why he's been so effective, is that he knows what he is, and he knows that if he stays within the system that is being presented to him, that he should be okay. And now he's been much better than okay.
Reg, how about you?
Yeah, well, listen, Jimmy's right on it, and when you look at Brian Hoyer, the very first sentence out of his mouth struck me when we were all in the locker room 3 weeks ago now, when it was obvious with Brandon Weeden hurt and probably not going to be able to go. He was asked about the nerves. He said, "I prepare every time that I'm on a football team that has a game as if I'm going to play. Doesn't matter if I'm carrying a clipboard, if I'm going to be number two, or if I'm going to be in street clothes. I prepare as if I'm going to take every snap." And that struck me right away, and it speaks to what Jim was just alluding to with regard to what his football life has been about from the time that he was probably a pre-high schooler. And you can't tell me that being in that room with Tom Brady for 3 years every day didn't indelibly rub off on this young man, because we know it did. I love his huddle presence, his command. Again, Vic, you and I were talking about that the other day on the show, and how he ascertains what he's looking at, his decision-making, and again, I'm not going to anoint him and put him in Canton, but it's sure intriguing to see. And if you can't with the naked eye take a look at that Browns offense and see that there's a different feel to it, there's a spark to it, then you need to really hone in a little bit more, because with Hoyer, there certainly is.
There certainly is. He gets the ball out quick. He makes good decisions with the football, and the Browns are moving 2-game winning streak. Think they make it 3 this week against the Buffalo Bills. Gentlemen, thanks so much for stopping by and joining us on the Roundtable, brought to you by Rosewood Grill.
You got it, guys. Pleasure.
All right. That was the great Jim Donovan and Michael Regei on the Roundtable, brought to you by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongsville. See what everyone's talking about at rosewoodgrill.com. And seriously, you're looking for a place to take your lady for a nice little romantic date, take her on out to Rosewood Grill. You will enjoy the food. You will enjoy the drinks. You will enjoy the ambiance. And that's a good thing for you.
And it's not just a romantic date. You'll actually like what you eat.
That's what I'm saying. The food's good.
Sometimes those are like frou-frou places where you
eat right.
And the guys say, "Yeah, well, I'm going here because, you know, I got to do this for the wife, for the girlfriend." But you do this there because you're also going to get a great meal out of it.
Anytime a place
that's
has.
That's kind of where I am.
And especially, and if you're. From a man's perspective, at least me, and maybe this is my own thought, when the French dip is awesome, that's an awesome restaurant for me. Like, especially when they bust that out, because they have, you know, obviously real restaurateur type items on the menu. You talked about the salmon being the best you've ever had. But when they can bring it in on that level too, and also have the gourmet food,
the
and then bring
stuff.
A French dip the way that they can bring a French dip at Rosewood Grill, that's when it is delicious.
So. When you want to swim in the dip.
Swim in the au jus. I wanted to fill up the bed of your F-150 with some au jus and jump on in there. It was delicious. I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's an image. We've got much more coming up.
The Browns go to the playoffs. Maybe I'll do just that. I'll surround myself with beef and au jus in the back of a Liberty Ford F-150.
This show is spiraling out of control fast. Bottom of the hour, we are going to have we're going to have Jameer Howerton with Chris Owens inside the locker room. That's coming up. Jerron Cherry's coming up. It's a crazy and fun week. Don't you love it here in Cleveland? Vic Carucci, Nathan Zagura,
Hump
ESPN
Day.
850 Hump Day. Yeah.